So here we are this morning, teetering on the brink of the calendar new year. Our liturgical new year, of course, started in Advent. Today we are still celebrating Christmas, and will be so until January the 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany. But specifically today, we are remembering the naming and circumcision of Jesus. Today, New Year's Eve, we're about to begin 2024. Can you believe it? I hardly can. The Roman god Janus, from where we get January, the first month of the year, is usually portrayed with two faces, one looking forward and one looking back. Inevitably, as the year turns, we too look back to 2023 and all that it has brought, both good and bad. And we look forward to 2024, maybe with some trepidation or with excitement, maybe with aspirations, plans we hope to achieve, maybe dread of possibilities. This morning we look back and we look forward, back at the joys and sorrows in our own personal lives and in our nation's life and in the wider world. Plenty of sorrows for us to dwell on at the moment. I'd like to think of this looking back, though, not as grounds for wallowing in nostalgia, but as a reality check. And in any of our lives, I guess looking back gives us grounds for sorrow, grounds for penitence for the things we wished we hadn't done and said, and I hope grounds for awareness of the times that God has been with us, even, maybe especially, in the darkness. But I hope that also there have been things we can each look back to with thanksgiving. Even as we continue to hear the Christmas story of shepherds and angels, Mary and Joseph and the stable, still the gospel moves us onwards, on towards the future. Time moves on, even in that nativity story. For right tucked in at the end of that reading were the words, after 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, circumcision for a Jewish baby boy marks him literally as a member of the community of faith, a sign of his status as a descendant of Abraham. And so it marks a new status, a new start, a new life. And the name of Jesus, remember we're celebrating the circumcision and naming of Jesus, has at its heart the meaning of rescue or saving. It's a name that signifies what Jesus will do for the world and for each of us. He will rescue us, and it is for each of us and the world that he will rescue and save. This is, of course, an ongoing work, both in our own lives and in the life of the world. But this name will mark a new status for those who follow Jesus. We are those who are rescued or saved. St. Paul goes on to say it's an adoption. Just as an adopted child has a new start with new parents and sometimes a new name, so we too, through Jesus, are given a new family, a new start, a new status. God is no longer remote for us, but can be as close as a father to his child, and we can call him Abba, Father. And we might remember, and we certainly will later in the service, that Jesus has already taught his disciples to pray, Our Father. Now, over the last few days, many of us will have been fortunate enough to open gifts. I don't know about you, but our lounges looked like chaos at one point, with 6 grandchildren all opening presents and parents frantically trying to remember who had given them what. Gifts given and received with love and with careful choosing. But those gifts aren't to be put on a shelf necessarily, but to be used and enjoyed and maybe treasured. Perhaps the seemingly cheap and cheerful gifts, carefully chosen by children and yet treasured by parents and grandparents. Perhaps the useful gifts, which will make a task or a hobby more enjoyable and perhaps easier. A book to read, a jigsaw to enjoy, whatever it is, those presents have meaning in the giving, but they are meant to be used and enjoyed. You might cast your minds back over some of the gifts that you have received. And so it is with our celebration of Christmas year by year. Each Christmas, we remember the gift of God himself to each of us. God with us. The gift of a new status as members of the Christian family. Marked not by circumcision, but by baptism. The great gift of being children of God. Loved, wanted, rescued. Reminded as the year turns of God's faithfulness and his gifts going with us into the new calendar year. And these gifts are gifts to be thankful for, and they are gifts which we can ponder in our hearts, just as Mary did. We give thanks for God's faithfulness, that he is with us even when we forget him, that he remains faithful to us in the darkness and in the light, in the good times and in the difficult days. We can give thanks for Christians across the world, those we know and love here and in our sister churches, as well as those further away, those enduring hardship as well as those rejoicing, and our brothers and sisters of other denominations. And we can give thanks above all for God's love, the love which sustains us and which teaches us how to love others, and how to be loved. These are God's Christmas gifts to us. But like our Christmas presents, they are to be used and enjoyed. God's faithfulness teaches us to be faithful. Faithful to God and to each other. We will fail. It's not easy. And some of you may know the pain of infidelity. Yet God is faithful and gives us each the chance to try again. We are asked to be family to each other. We are asked to love. God's love teaches us to love. And so these gifts of love, faithfulness, and Christian family are to help and encourage us. Might lead us to reflect on those times when we've roamed away from all of this. But don't be disheartened. We can bring them to God our Father, asking for forgiveness and strength for a new start. We might look back with tenderness and joy at the times when we have received friendship, faithfulness, and love from each other. Those are grounds for thanksgiving, surely. But above all, they are gifts to take us into this new year of 2024. Christmas gifts the promise that God is with us as a loving Father, as one who rescues us. So, as we are poised on this New Year's Eve, let us give thanks, pondering like Mary, all the gifts that God brings us. Let us rejoice with the shepherds, as we return to our homes and work and eventually to the normality of life and the business of this new year, knowing that God's love can transform us, renew us, and strengthen us. And pray that, like the shepherds, we might share God's love, his faithfulness, and his friendship with those whose lives we touch in 2024. A happy Christmas and a happy New Year.